الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. صدق الله العظيم. سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: مرني بأمر في الإسلام لا أسأل عنه أحدا بعدك. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء کرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, this venerable, honorable guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidul Shuhur, the auspicious and blessed month of Ramadan. It seems it was yesterday that we looked for the hilal of Ramadan, and almost in the blink of an eyelid, we will be looking for the hilal of Eid. A glaring testimony, wake-up call and reminder to each and every one of us that our existence in this world is temporary, a passing phase. Each one of us is locked to that inescapable, inexorable motion and movement of time, which Quran encapsulates in the expressions yukawwiru layla ala nahar, yughshil layla nahar, day passes night, night passes day, and like a block of ice relentlessly melting in the glare of the sunlight, the seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months and years of our lives are slipping by. Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws a parable, an example. What is this life compared to the life that lies ahead? One verse in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. That when akhirat will dawn upon you, when that life will dawn upon you, the first day, Quran tells us, khamsina alfa sana, 50,000 years long, the first day. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, inna amara ummati ma bayna sittina ila sab'een. He said that the average age of my ummat will be between 60 and 70 years. And there is inference in hadith that qurbu sa'a, as qiyamah will come closer, the lifespan of this human being in this world will become even shorter. Our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he compared dunya to akhirat, what did he say? He said, mad dunya fil akhira illa mithlu ma yaj'alu ahadukum isba'ahu fil yam falyanzur bima yarji'. He said, dunya when compared to akhirat is like taking your finger and put it in the ocean. Lift it up normally. Technically, this hadith is translated incorrectly. What we say, the droplet of water that remains on the finger, in reality, no droplet of water remains. That droplet falls back into the ocean. What remains? The wetness. The wetness on your finger is this dunya, and the entire ocean is akhirat. Allah says, when that day will dawn upon you, when the reality of akhirat will be staring you in the face, لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَّةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا, at that time you will say, the life of this world was one morning or one evening. Like the poet puts it beautifully, الدنيا كلها شهر صيام المتقين وعيد فطرهم يوم لقاء ربهم فصم يومك الأدنى لعلك في غد تفوز بعيد الفطر والناس صوموا وقد صمت عن لذات دهري كلها ويوم لقاكم ذاك فطر صيامي. He says this entire life of this world, this entire life of this world is 1 month of Ramadan, شهر صيام المتقين. 1 month of taqwa. And what is the day of Eid al-Fitr? What is the day you will open your fast from Allah's disobedience? What is the day that you can take your foot off the accelerator and relax and feel, now I have succeeded, I can celebrate? That is not when tomorrow the Hilal of Eid will be sighted. No, my respected brothers. Let us understand this reality. A Muslim is not a seasonal worshipper. Allah Ta'ala has not thrown open the doors of His mercy in this month. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, تُفْتَحُ فِي أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ تُغْلَقُ فِي أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ تُغَلُّ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Jannat is flung open, Jahannam is locked up, Shayateen are tied up. Allah opens the doors of His clemency. يُنزِلُ الرَّحْمَةِ فَيَخُطُّ الْخَطَايَا وَيَسْتَجِيبُ فِي الدُّعَى. Allah's rahmat descends. Allah wipes away your sins. Allah accepts your du'as. Allah now instructs His malaika to call out to you, Ya Baghi al-Khair Aqbil, Ya Baghi al-Shar Aqsir. O those who seek good, go ahead. Your Allah is waiting. O those who are in evil, stop now. We have given you Ramadan. Where Ali radiallahu ta'ala who said, Lo arad Allah an yu'adhib ummata Muhammad ma atahum Ramadan. If Allah wanted to punish the ummata Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would not have given them this month of Ramadan. This clemency, this mercy, this compassion, this forgiveness, my respected brothers, is not so that we only worship Allah in Ramadan. The Hilal of Eid is not a get out of jail free card. The Hilal of Eid is not a license to empty the masjid. The Hilal of Eid is not a license for us now to revert back to what we were doing before Ramadan. Then we haven't understood the essence of this month. The life in this world is too short. For a Muslim, there is no holiday period. For a Muslim, there is no allowance for complacency. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, what guarantee do you have that what amal you have done in Ramadan has been accepted by Allah, that you are going to sit back? He would say, كُونُوا لِقُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ أَشَدُّ اِهْتِمَامًا مِنْكُمْ بِالْعَمَلِ. He would say, be more worried. Be more worried whether Allah has accepted your amal than the action itself. أَلَمْ تَسْمَعُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَقُولُ إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Have you not heard that my Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا in Arabic is what we call كَلِمَةُ الْخَسَرُ. Like we say in Urdu, صِرْف or صِرْف. إِنَّمَا صِرْف or صِرْف. Only and only. يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah will accept from those who have taqwa. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala used to say, La an astayqin anna Allah ta'ala taqabbala minni salatan wahida ahabba ilayya min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. If some revelation came to me or some inspiration came to me, then oh Abu Darda, Allah has accepted one salah of yours. One salah. What does he say? This would be more beloved to me than the whole world and whatever it contains. Why? Because Allah only accepts from the people of taqwa. Ramadan was given to us for taqwa. If you look at the lives of the pious predecessors, كانوا يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يبلغهم شهر رمضان. They would make dua to Allah, beg from Allah, beseech from Allah 6 months before Ramadan that Allah must keep them alive for this Mubarak month. ثم يدعون الله تعالى ستة أشهر أن يتقبله منهم. Then after Ramadan they will not sit back. After Ramadan they will not have become complacent. Every one of us, to varying degrees, my respected brothers, experienced the nur of taqwa in this month. There would have been those nights we would have got up, we would have went on that musalla, we would have felt that nur and that fervor of iman in our hearts. We would have felt that special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. In the dead of night, either in some masjid in the corner in solitary, or in a corner in our home somewhere, we would have stood under musalla and all of a sudden, those hot tears would have started flowing down our cheeks. To the onlooker, it may look as if you were grieving and full of sorrow. But at that time, Allah would have shown us what Rasulullah ﷺ said, ذَاقَ تُعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ, that there is a sweetness to Iman. There is a sweetness to Tahajjud. There is a sweetness to taking Allah's name. There is a sweetness to going on the Musalla. We felt the so-called sweetness and ecstasy of looking at the daughters of others. In this month we lowered our gaze. Wallah, Allah would have given that sweetness in the heart. 11 months we may have been listening to that haram music. This month we listened to the Quran. Allah would have given that sweetness in the heart. We broke Allah's command the other 11 months. This month when Azan was called out, we came early to the masjid. We connected with Allah. We spoke to Allah. We cried before Allah. We made promises with Allah Ta'ala. Whilst we were doing that, whilst we were taking the name of our Malik and our Khalik Allah, by Allah's qasam, every one of us would have felt that sweetness and the ecstasy in the heart. Why is it when the Hilal of Eid gets sighted, we throw this away? Why is it when the Hilal of Eid gets sighted, we forget our Allah? We forget that sweetness and ecstasy. Is Allah only there to be worshipped in Ramadan? Is Allah only feeding us in Ramadan? Is Allah only sustaining us in Ramadan? Look at the life of our pious predecessors. What greater example can we give of than Imam al-Muttaqeen, the pride of this ummah, Sayyidul Bashar Ba'd al-Anbiya, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. What glad tidings didn't he get? What glad tidings didn't he get from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Once my Nabi is sitting with his Sahaba, he says, "Inni la'arifu rajulan bismihi wasmi abihi wa ummihi la yati baban min abwabil jannah illa qala marhaba marhaba." He said, "I know the name of a person. I know the name of his parents. He will not come to any of the doors of Jannah, but that door will call out. Jannat will call out, welcome, enter through me, welcome, enter through me." Sahaba, when they heard this, they said, "Inna hadha la murtafi'un sha'nuhu ya Rasulallah, O Nabi of Allah, this is someone of great rank, who is it?" He responded and he said, "Huwa Abu Bakr ibn Abi Quhafa." It is Abu Bakr. Aisha, our mother, says, it was a hot day, middle of the day. The daggers were out in Makkah. A price had been placed on the head of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 100 camels for the one who will bring the head of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Middle of the day, not an ordinary time. She says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to my father. Abu Bakr, Allah has given the permission for hijrat. Allah has given the permission for, what is this? Hijrat. Not some holiday, this was a death mission. Swords were out, fraught with danger. What does he ask? As-suhba ya Rasulullah. Ya Rasulullah, will you give me the honor of accompanying you? Abu Bakr, you are to be my companion on this hijrat. What does our mother? She was still a young child at that time, but look at her intelligence. She says, "Ma sha'artu qattu qabla dhalika al-yawm anna ahadan yabki min al-farhi hatta ra'aytuha Abu Bakr hadha al-yawm yabki." She says, "I had heard it was possible for someone to cry out of happiness. I hadn't seen it on that day when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to my father, 'You are to be my companion in hijrat.' My father started sobbing and crying out of joy." Late at night, 27th of Safar. 27th of Safar is the latter part of the lunar calendar. There's no light, it's pitch dark. English calendar, it was the month of September. Medina is to the north, Ghar Sur is to the south. There were trackers on the lookout for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to throw them off track, they went in the opposite direction first. My Nabi crawling on his fingertips. By the time they come to Ghar Sur, the mountain of Sur, by the time they come there, now you have to scale it to enter the cave. The Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are bleeding profusely. He's unable to scale the mountain. Abu Bakr lifts the Nabi of Allah on his back. Scales the mountain, reaches the mouth of the cave, it is pitch dark. There are certain holes. Abu Bakr lays Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam outside the cave and goes in. What to use to cover the holes, possible peril and danger? Takes off his amama, tears it, fills the holes. Takes off his kurta, tears it and fills the holes. One hole remains, places his foot on it. Then only he allows the Nabi of Allah to enter. It's pitch dark. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not see what happened. The next morning, as the light enters the cave, Abu Bakr, where is your kurta? Where is your amama? Ya Rasulullah, there was a possibility that there could have been some danger in these holes. I tore my kurta and amama to fill these holes. Tears enter the eyes of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He looks to the heavens. Oh Allah, I am happy with Abu Bakr. You also become happy with Abu Bakr. And make Abu Bakr my companion in Jannah. Immediately Jibreel comes. Immediately Jibreel comes with the message. Allah is happy with Abu Bakr. And Allah has made the decision. Abu Bakr is to be your companion in Jannah. Where does he lie? At the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Close to that piece of ground which is more sacred than the arsh of Allah. Yet, did they ever become complacent? Did they ever take their deen and iman for granted? The same Abu Bakr remonstrates with himself, crying one day, Ya layta ummi lam talidni. Ya laytani kuntu shajaratan tu'adat. If only my mother had not given birth to me. If only I was a blade of grass and some animal ate me up. And I would not have to stand in Allah's court and give account for my life. Who is saying this? The Muslim of the 14th century of Islam? The contemporary thinker of Islam, the seasonal worshipper? No. This is Imam al-Muttaqeen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, who fearing that day when we have to stand in Allah's court. How are we going to face our Allah? How much of opportunities Allah has given us? We felt the sweetness of Iman in this month that we will throw it away tomorrow. The Hilal of Eid will be sighted and hundreds and thousands of Muslims, their salah will become qada. Hundreds and thousands of little children will wake up only to the rising of the sun so that the malaika are cursing the residents of those homes. How much longer is the rope that our Allah is giving us? How much longer are we going to make war with Allah? Look at the lives of the pious predecessors, Muaz Adawiyya radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was the student of Aisha radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen. Her husband Sila bin Ashyam and son, husband and son, both on one day become shaheed in the path of Allah. The women of the locality come to her home, they knock on the door. Muaza opens the door and she says to them, In kuntunna jitunna lituhanni anni Allah bima lituhanni anni bima akramani Allahu bi fadak. Wa in kuntunna jitunna li ghayri dhalika farji. And she says, if you people have come to congratulate me, then Muaza, Allah has accepted your husband and your son in his path. If you have come to congratulate me, then enter my home. If you have come with any other purpose, then please, I respectfully ask you to leave. 20 years she lived after her husband passed away in the path of Allah. It is said in that 20 years her back did not touch the bed at night. For a Muslim there is no complacency. For a Muslim there is no holiday. A Muslim is not a seasonal worshipper every night. As the sleep would overtake her on the musalla, she would remonstrate with herself and she would say, Ajibtu li aynin tanam wa hiya arafat tul ar-riqad fi dhulam al-qubur. She would say, oh eyes, what is the matter with you? What is the matter with you? Why do you wish to sleep now? Don't you know what a long sleep Allah will give you in the qabr? 20 years like this. The day comes for her to leave this world. She looks up at her front porch. Kama tahyun tamutun. Kama takhyon tamutun. This is the investment. As you live, the mort will be. As you live, the mort will be. Make Allah the goal. Make taqwa the goal. Make my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam your role model and master. Dunya will be maza. Akhirat will be maza. She looks up and on the front porch. She looks at the front porch and she starts smiling. Then she starts crying. The maidservant says to her, Muaza, why did you just react like that? First you smiled, then you cried. She says, I saw my husband Sila. He was dressed in green robes. With him there was a Nurani makhluk. He was smiling at me and he said, Muazza, the iftar of your fast of today will be with me. This hope entered my heart that perhaps Allah has made my maghfirat. Then why did you cry? Why was she crying? She said, I realized, Muazza, you will leave this world. You will no longer feel the sweetness of tahajjud. You will no longer feel the ecstasy of reading Quran, of talking to Allah. You will no longer feel the ecstasy of Allah's zikr. You will no longer feel the ecstasy and mazah that Allah has kept in fasting. ذَاقَتْ طُعْمَ الْإِيمَانِ My Nabi said, persevere in this line, Allah will give you that ecstasy. Allah will give you that sweetness, no wealth in the world can purchase it. She said, I cried over that loss. I cried over that loss. الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا شَهْرُ سِيَامِ الْمُتَّقِينَ This whole dunya, this whole life, wallah, is 1 month of Ramadan. Wa'idu fitrihim, wa'idu fitrihim, wa'idu fitrihim. Eidul Fitr is not that nilal that will be cited. It's not a get out of jail free card. It's not a time for us to go on dushmani with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. Ibn Rajab al-Khambali rahimahullah mentions this riwayat. Kaan khol kar sun lo bhai. Listen with the ears of iman. Listen with the ears of iman, each one of us. Was my Ramadan accepted or not? Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. There is absolutely no doubt. We cannot imagine the extent of Allah's mercy. What is Allah giving us in this month? I'm digressing. For one fast, what is Allah giving you? Comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi said, Man sama yawman tatawwa'a. من صام يوما تطوعا ثم أعطي ملء الأرض ذهبا لم يستوفي ثوابه دون يوم الحساب He said if a person keeps not Ramadan fast, no, not Ramadan fast, Nafil fast, Nafil fast. If a person keeps a fast outside Ramadan, what is the comparison between Nafil fast and the fast of Ramadan? Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, if one person is given life from now till Qiyamah, and every day he fasts, nafil fast, all that nafil fast put together will not equal one fard fast of Ramadan. What will Allah give you for nafil fast? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person keeps one nafil fast, and then on the day of judgment, this 24,000 kilometer ball, this earth, Allah turns it into gold and presents it to this person. لَمْ يَسْتَوْفِ ثَوَابَهُ دُونَ يَوْمِ الْحِسَابِ This whole earth turned into gold will not equal the reward of one nafil fast. What is Allah giving you for the fard fast of Ramadan? What is Allah giving you for the fard fast of Ramadan? لَا يَعْلَمُ ثَوَابَ عَامِلِهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ No one but Allah knows the reward. But more importantly, what is the goal of this month? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ You will become muttaqi. You will find Allah. Ramadan was given for this. Find Allah. Connect with Allah. Make promise with Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ The one who says, my Rabb is Allah. I submit to Allah. I hand myself over to Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا Then he perseveres. He is not a seasonal worshipper. The life before Ramadan and the life after Ramadan is the same. What does Quran say? فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ Allah will become his friend and Allah will remove every difficulty. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One person comes to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. مُرْنِي بِأَمْرٍ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ لَا أَسَلُ عَنْهُ أَحَدًا بَعْدَكْ Normally we are business people. We business people look for shortcuts. We don't like convoluted, lengthy explanations. This person came. Ya Rasulullah, tell me only one thing. Tell me only one thing, I don't want to ask anything else. One thing only, so I can hold on to this. What did my Nabi say? قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ Say, I believe in Allah. Connect with Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ Then adopt istiqamat. Fajr is not only farz in Ramadan. Zuhr and Asr in the masjid is not only Ramadan. Maghrib and Isha in the masjid is not only Ramadan. Tilawat of Quran is not only Ramadan. Zikrullah is not only Ramadan. Inviting towards Allah is not only Ramadan. This Ramadan is a training ground. It's to recharge our batteries. Coming back to that saying, like I said, if we take nothing else, at least take this. Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimullah mentions the riwayat of Ka'b Akhbar. What does he say? Whether my Ramadan is accepted or not, we don't know. None of us on the day of Eid, Malaika is gonna come down with some parcha. MashaAllah, all these accepted, all these rejected names. No. But we were given a thermometer. We were given a yardstick. We were given a measuring tape. What is the measuring tape? Man sama Ramadan. Man sama Ramadan. وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ أَنَّهُ إِذَا أَفْتَرَ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ أَسَى رَبَّهُ. He says, if that person who fasted in Ramadan, cried in Ramadan, made tawbah in Ramadan, turned to Allah in Ramadan, made inabat in Ramadan, begged the forgiveness of Allah in Ramadan, but all the time, he was whispering to his nafs. What was he whispering to his nafs? Just now the hilal of Eid will get sighted, then I can carry on what I was doing before. Those activities which I was doing before Ramadan, which drew the lanat and the curses of Allah, I put a break now, but once the hilal of Eid is sighted, I'm going to go back. He's telling himself that. Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, فَصِيَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُودُ. This is a sign, Allah protect us. Allah protect us, Allah protect us. This is a sign that his fast of Ramadan has been rejected. وَمَنْ سَامَ رَمَضَانِ وَمَنْ سَامَ رَمَضَانِ وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ نَفْسَهُ أَنَّهُ إِذَا أَفْتَرَ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ أَلَّا يَعْصِ اللَّهِ. Then there is another person who fasted in the month of Ramadan. Real nadamat, real regret in his heart. He felt the sweetness of connecting with Allah. Then he begged with Allah. Then he spoke to Allah. He made the covenant with Allah. He made a promise with Allah. That Ya Allah, that haram which I was doing before Ramadan, I'm not going to go back. Ya Allah, I've made sincere tawbah. Understand, my respected brothers. Kullu bani Adam khataun. Everyone is a sinner. There's no guarantee you will not go back. But at least have that sincerity. Talk to Allah. Don't make mazak and mockery with Allah. Hassan Basri rahimullah used to say, istighfaruna yahtaju ila istighfar. Nowadays the way we ask Allah for forgiveness, we have to ask Allah for forgiveness for the way we ask Him for forgiveness. Because that sincerity is not there not to go back. Connect with the masjid, make an attempt to change your environment. That bad company that was taking you away from Allah, cut off ties with them now. Come in the good company, come in this environment, make this promise, ask Allah to help you. The clock of our life is ticking. Look around us, look left, look right. Today was Jumu'ah. Many of us would have went to the graveyard. We would have seen those dates on those qabr, those plaques. Some friend used to break fast with us last year. Some relative 1 or 2 years ago, we used to share the milkshake. Or whatever it was. They are not with us now. Will we be here next year? For a moment, the true life is akhirat, not this dunya. Allah is very merciful. Allahu Akbar. How merciful? لَوْ بَلَغَتْ ذُنُوبُكَ أَنَانَ السَّمَاءِ. May Allah says, Hadith Qudsi, if you sin, and then sin, and then sin, and then sin, one person, so that the whole of South Africa, and then Africa, and then the whole world is full with the sins of one person, then it reaches right up to the heavens. It's not possible. Sun is 93 million miles away. It's not possible for your sins to reach right to the heavens. But Allah says, if one of you has to sin like that, ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي, then from the heart you say, oh my Allah, forgive me, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Allah says, I will wipe away all your sins and it will not matter how much you sin. Provided the tawbah is sincere. At the time of making the tawbah, be sincere, talk to Allah, I won't go back. If you go back, make another tawbah, no problem. But at that time, have that sincerity. من صام رمضان وهو يحدث نفسه أنه إذا أفطر بعد رمضان الله يعصي الله. That person who fasted in Ramadan and then he made tawbah and then he spoke to Allah and he spoke to himself that after Ramadan I will not go back to that wrong. I will not go back to that wrong. I will adopt the company of the pious. I will go in the path of Allah. I will change my life. I will link myself with the effort of deen. I won't go back to that wrong. He makes that firm determination. What does Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala nu say? Kaan khol kar sun lo. Dakhal al jannah. Bila mas'ala. Wala hisab. This type of Ramadan, Allah makes the decision, this person will enter into Jannat without any reckoning. This person will enter into Jannat without any reckoning. Ad-dunya kulluha shahru siyamil muttaqeen. The entire life of this dunya is 1 month of Ramadan. Wa eidu fitrihim, and the day of Eidul Fitr. Yawma liqai rabbihim is the day when we will meet Allah. Fasum yawmaka al-adna. Fast away from Allah's disobedience for this short life. La'allaka fi ghadin tafuzu bi Eidil Fitri wa nasu suwamu. So that tomorrow you will be merrymaking. It will be your Eid, while others will be drowning in their perspiration. فَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِ كُلِّهَا. The poet says, I stayed away from all the attractions, away from my Allah for this short life. وَيَوْمَ لِقَاكُمْ. And Ya Allah, the day when I meet you, the day when I meet you, ذَاكَ فِتْرُ سِيَامِ. That is the day when I will open my roza. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhidah. Alhamdulillah.